It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. SEC Media Days, day three, Alabama Day, but no Nick Saban. Well, not exactly. Nick Saban is there working for SEC Network, but he's not the head coach anymore. Kalen DeBoer's first shot at SEC Media Days. We'll let you hear from actually Kirby talking about Kalen DeBoer, but we'll get there. We got the full set of the 2008 Topps NFL player cards, 440 cards. One of them is Randy McMichael.
Yes, I'm in there.
Yeah, so we're just going to open up the box and draw cards, and maybe we pick yours, maybe we pick some guys you know, and we'll tell stories about them.
Love it.
Like we used to do in COVID.
Yes.
Because you know what? Not that much going on.
No, it is
not. So we're going to have some fun.
It is not. But I'm telling you what I'm trying to do, because I mean, you were just talking, and I follow like Instagram. I follow a lot of people, but I follow a lot of chefs and people who have these recipes. And I always get a lot of recipes. And so I saw one today, butterfly grilled butterfly chicken legs.
Okay.
So I got to figure out how, like the drumsticks, drumstick chicken legs.
I'm just wondering how you butterfly.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Me too.
I'm looking at the videos of how she's doing it with the knife to get them butterflied. Mm-hmm. And you flatten them out, season them up, put them on the grill. I don't know what's the difference between them, but it just looks cool.
Yeah, it kind of sounds fun.
Yeah, it just looks
Try
cool.
Try something different.
Yeah, so I think I'm because it's like, you know, it's hopefully it don't rain today. I'm going to take them outside and let them hang out on my back and everything today. But yeah, I think I'm going to try some, but I just got to get that cut right. The butterfly part, because I've butterflied stuff before.
Right.
But just never a leg.
That seems like it's going to be a very exact cut.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got a good knife?
Yes, I
do. You
do? You know, I got that. The one they bought me a really, really nice knife set last year for Christmas.
Oh, so, that's good.
Yeah, so I can get in there and
I got crap knives. Some.
Huh?
I got crap
Dude,
knives.
Dude, you
got
to get you some good knives.
Yeah, I need a good knife.
You need a good knife set, dog. I mean,
and my little knife sharpener, it went away. I lost it.
How do you lose a knife sharpener?
I don't know.
Because you would use it for something that wasn't its purpose. Something
not
was
me.
Something was out of reach or something like that, and they used
it. Oh, yeah, because it's also a back scratcher.
That's exactly it isn't.
I didn't do that.
Oh, of course you didn't.
I just sharpened my knives with it so I could have nice sharp cuts.
Yeah, but you
I went to sharpen it the other day, and it wasn't.
You
got to
get the one they got me, the one where you put it back in a slot, and it has like the sharpener.
Oh, the sharpener's in there.
Yeah, dog.
If that. Is that not one of the best sounds?
Oh.
Like a knife sharpening?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, dog.
Or like somebody, like they got one of this. What's the stone that you use to sharpen those kind of blades? Bo probably knows.
What kind of countertops do you have?
Oh, marble?
If you have marble countertops, you can use the edge of your marble countertop to sharpen a knife.
Okay, really? you're trying to get me punched in the damn head.
I think they might be knockoff marble, so that I'm going to find out. They look marble.
Yeah.
We're going to find out, though.
You know, I'm about to go try that right now.
And I hope you're talking about like a whetstone or something like that?
A whetstone. That's what it's called, a whetstone. God, that's a great noise. Just a whetstone on a blade. Ugh.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, but I mean, don't mess up some stuff now.
Cause I know. Bo's going to have you and me both ruin our countertops when we get home today.
Because Golden Download Optical, we had some great conversation. We were just trying to figure out how much a brick was, and not for our personal consumption. It was for an experiment about how you go broke.
Right, you're talking about drugs.
Yeah. All right, and then the other one we found out, about kangaroos, mm-hmm. and Bo had a pet possum.
Yeah.
And Bo, did you name the possum?
We did not name them, no.
Okay. That was
we didn't get that close to them.
Okay.
Like I said,
I was in a pet then.
One day they were just gone. They were just there because we fed it and we played with them. You know, when you're out in the country, you can make pets out of a lot of animals.
That's a good takeaway.
That's a good takeaway of the day.
How long was the possum your pet with no name?
If I had to guess, I'd say probably 6 months. Until they probably got to be like good-sized possums.
Wow.
Did you walk them?
I don't think you walk possums, Randy. Oh. I think you.
What do you do with them? Hang them upside down from your finger, you said.
Yeah, you can hang them upside down from your finger.
Do you play with them?
You can just let them crawl around in your hands.
So then you said, because I had a similar experience with a couple of different pets when I was a kid that were kind of unusual pets. We had a turtle. Me and my dad had it when I was young. My dad had a turtle that was mine. And then he in the backyard had two sheep. And I was only with my dad every other weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And so I would come down there, play with the pet, whatever. And then at one point, they weren't there anymore. Ugh. And the turtle escaped, which probably isn't true. And then the sheep, my dad just recently told me what actually happened. He said he gave them to our neighbors who had more space and like a farm and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, good. They went to live happily on a farm.
No,
they got sick and they died.
Yeah.
They both died.
Yeah.
They both died. One of them he buried in the backyard. So it was a backyard sheep buried.
I don't want it really.
Yeah. There was a sheep buried.
I don't want to say anything bad about the people that do this, but I'm going to have to stay away. What is the point of having a pet turtle? What the hell do they do?
Nothing. I just really like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And I thought maybe
it's fun to have a turtle.
What the hell is fun about
just
a damn turtle?
Put in something bigger than, you know, just keeping like a little fishbowl.
I was
what
just hoping
is fun about having a damn turtle.
I wanted to find the
same
ooze.
Same thing is fun about having a dog.
No, it's not. Gonna, no, it's not. I can do stuff with turtle.
Pour the ooze on it.
I can do stuff with a dog.
And then
please
do
not say
name
you can do stuff
Donatello.
With turbo. Please don't say you can do.
Turtles can't do anything.
Turtles can't do nothing.
They're slow and they just move around. It's kind of funny to poke it and watch its head go in the shell, but that's like 5 minutes of entertainment. I will say, like, it was very exciting to get a turtle because I loved the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Having a turtle was underwhelming.
Yes.
It was an underwhelming pet.
So you don't like just watching the turtle swim in the water? And
no.
Play? Oh, okay.
You like doing
I'll
that?
I'll go to the zoo and watch the turtle. Oh, yeah. Bro, turtles are great.
Yeah, I'm more of a mammal guy.
Okay.
Always have been.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't understand the point of turtles.
I'm not anti-turtle for all, but I'm anti-turtle for me.
What are turtles good for?
In the wild?
Yeah, because you both know. What do they kill? Dragonflies? They keep the dragonfly population
You don't want to kill dragonflies.
Huh?
You don't want to kill dragonflies. Dragonflies are good.
What do they
I don't
do?
Think turtles kill dragonflies, though. Turtles eat fish and all kind of nuisance fish in the water, nuisance little animals.
Every time you don't get a leech sucking on you, that's a turtle doing its job. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
There are certain fish that will take over an entire, you know, like pond or whatever. Turtles kind of keep those. Now, like catfish will do that.
Invasive.
Then like nuisance animals.
Uh-huh. Turtles like catfish.
Even. Turtles like catfish.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I like that. All right. This is good.
Turtles like catfish. Oh, yeah.
We do the back page with Bo every day at 12:40. And then just occasionally at other times during the show, Nat Geo.
Yeah.
Bo pops up and tells us random stuff that may or may not be true about wildlife.
Bo said turtles like catfish.
Because there's no way he just knows all this stuff off the top of his head. Like, I believe a lot of it, but some of it you're definitely making
up. Dude, do y'all not just sit there? I just look
Bo
up.
Bo said, oh,
interesting
yeah.
Oh, yeah, turtles like catfish. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Turtles like catfish.
So what rabbit holes do y'all go down on the internet? Because for me, it's animals.
Usually it's like Tiger Woods highlights from 2001.
Recipes. So you know a lot more about Tiger Woods than I do, but I spend my time looking up animal facts.
Yeah, recipes. That's all I do. All I do is look up recipes.
You know, it's funny. We talked about Willie Nelson earlier. Sometimes I just like to look at old interviews from people that I find interesting.
Uh-huh.
I listened to a Willie Nelson interview last night.
How was that?
He's an interesting fella. He's a good dude. Oh, man, we need sports back, baby.
I'll always do that, too.
We need sports to come back.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to look at some football cards in 10 minutes, but right now we're going to get to the big story of the day.
Turtles eat catfish.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
I don't expect them to change. That's two great universities. I mean, you're talking about two teams that have been at the forefront of college football, and it's probably going to be that way for a long time. Both great universities, both committed. The commitment to excellence at both places is really high. The standard that Coach created there at Alabama and the standard we've created, those two are going to be matching up for a long time, and I think it's what's great about college athletics.
Yes, that's Kirby Smart yesterday being asked about Kalen DeBoer taking over for Nick Saban at Alabama. Kalen DeBoer met with the media today for the first time at SEC Media Days. We'll let you hear some of that tomorrow. But, I mean, by all accounts, said the right stuff. I don't know. keep the main thing,
yes.
control the controllables one
all
day
that,
at a time, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
All the crap everybody says. And then everyone's like, whoa, he sounds great. Yeah, sounds awesome. He really said all the right cliches. Anyway, we'll let you hear some of that stuff tomorrow. But I agree with what Kirby's saying is I think you got a guy who's got a great track record taking over a great situation. No one would go so far as to say it's going to be as good as peak Saban or better. That would be outrageous. But it doesn't have to fall off the way other programs do when great coaches leave. I'm racking my brain about there's no Sabans.
No.
But like other programs that have had really, really good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens from there? Like Lincoln Riley had it rolling at Oklahoma.
He did.
And then Venables comes in. It's been okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln Riley's actually not done great at USC,
no, he's not.
Surprisingly. Like, that's the one more surprising than anything. It's sort of what's happened with his stock since he's gone there. Ryan Day's done a pretty nice job of taking over for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. Hadn't won the national championship yet, but it's won a lot of games. I mean, they haven't recovered from Spurrier leaving. I know Urban was there, right, for a minute.
But they haven't recovered since Urban left.
Since Urban left, they haven't recovered in Florida from that. Bowden took a long time.
Oh man!
Now, Norvell,
how many coaches they have out of Coach Bowden?
Norvell had him undefeated last year,
yeah,
so we'll see where they go this year. But I mean, most schools when the legend leaves,
it's a fall off.
Fall off.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, how is the team when they leave it?
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a big part.
That's one of the things is how is the team when you leave it and everything like that. And the thing about it is, you still got to put foot to pavement. You still got to do all that. And as far as the recruiting aspect and everything,
that's the crazy part is he has.
Yeah, and that's the thing, he has done that. He did because Alabama recruits itself, but yet you still have to do a little bit of legwork while you're doing it. We know all about the NIL and everything like that. But yeah, when you talk about like having all those great players that are coming back. Now they lost some players, obviously, because Nick was gone, and you know people swooped in on that transfer portal and everything on the kids.
Then they lost that one guy, and then he came back.
Yeah,
he went to Iowa so he could watch Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, that's all it was, the lineman. Yeah, he wanted to go see Caitlin Clark play, so he transferred, and he's from Iowa.
Uh huh. And then he was like, "Oh yeah, Iowa sucks. Let me go back to
but
Alabama."
But ain't no brothers. We talked about it. Brothers in certain places. You know that I found out Harrison Barnes is from Iowa.
Really?
It's from Ames.
Huh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
We know two.
We don't even know the other guy's name.
Yeah. The lineman. Yeah.
The Bama lineman and Harrison Barnes.
Yeah. Like, good for them.
There you have
it. Good for them. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
But no, that's always that. But that is going to be the thing with Kalen is because you always want to be the man who follows the man. You want to be the man that follows the man to man.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you can do it.
I don't understand why he could because he's won everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, and he even mentioned the fact, you know, a small school and everything, but it's still football. And you still got to play the level that you are, and he won. And when he had the best team, and you know, was that the best team Washington ever had?
No, they won the national championship in 91.
But I'm talking about talent wise.
I don't know. Probably not.
Because like they had Kaufman and who was
They had Entman, who was the number one pick.
Okay.
They had Brunell and Billy Joe.
Billy Joe Tolliver?
Hobert?
Okay.
One of them. Uh-huh. They split time. They had a bunch of guys. But yeah, but from like an NFL first 3-round draft pick.
Okay, how about
probably.
This? In the Nick Saban era.
Yeah, yeah.
Missed it.
Yes.
All right, and so.
You gave me an avenue to talk about Washington. So
I mean, Mark Brunell was a hell of a player.
I should have just said
Mark Brunell won that championship?
Yeah, he was. They kind of split time.
Right.
Yeah.
Napoleon Coffin went on there.
He may have been a redshirt freshman.
Oh, okay.
He may have been a redshirt freshman on that team. But didn't play a lot. Mario Bailey was a wide receiver that should have been invited to the Heisman ceremony.
Who'd they be?
Wasn't Michigan.
They beat Michigan. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that beat them in the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And became, okay.
Mario hit Desmond with the Heisman pose.
So they lost Dez's last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really?
Had a better year than him.
Oh. But Desmond.
Desmond did everything.
Desmond, yeah.
Yeah, he was a punt returner and a receiver.
But Desmond was like.
But Mario Bailey had a better year.
Desmond was anointed.
Hot take right there.
Go get you some, Dez.
Also went to Franklin High School where the greats come from, Randy.
Well, I mean, you've named off a lot of them.
Me?
Yep.
Mario Bailey? Kenny G?
All right, Kenny G is from there.
Corey Dillon?
Okay.
Ron Santo? He's going to name guys who went to my high school. Jason Terry?
All of them to Franklin?
Franklin High School.
How many championships y'all got?
All of them. You name it.
Seriously.
All those guys won championships.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if Ron Santo won a baseball championship, but we'll just assume that he did.
Ron Santos.
He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a Cub. Oh, damn. They got a Cub. They got a statue of Ron Santo in front of Wrigley.
Oh, I thought you were talking about another Santos, dog. That's why I looked over there. You play baseball?
We'll come back and open up some football cards. If you liked that conversation about turtles and catfish, you're really going to like me and Randy opening up football cards and talking about guys that played in the NFL in 2008. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Mention it again. 1 week from today, we will be live in Flowery Branch, Ticketmaster Studios. Training camp gets underway. Be broadcasting live a ton up there over the next month or so as the Falcons ramp up to the 2024 season. Football's right around the corner. I mean, obviously, SEC Media Day is going on right now in Dallas. Big 12 had their media days last week. Training camp starts next week. It's all right around the corner, Andy.
We had a conversation. One of our callers called last week, and me and you were talking about it yesterday. I don't know if we did it on air or off the air about, you know, with the expanded playoffs, players resting and everything. Like, well, guess who had that? Guess who had a, I don't want to say a solution, but kind of touched on it more. Dabo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Dabo was basically saying a lot like, well, if you're in a situation where you're the week before your conference championship game, do you sit your players out and everything like that? And I mean, you were talking about that. And then I heard Dabo was mentioning it today and everything. And then he started talking about opting out and everything like that. Because the scenario that the caller last week and us, we were talking about the players opt out. Dabo was talking about it from the standpoint if the coach holds you out.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh.
Well, if you're undefeated and you're in the SEC championship game, you're going to the playoff.
Right.
Now, if you win, you get home field.
Right.
Or actually, you'll get a bye.
Right.
You get a bye. So that's a huge advantage. So maybe that dissuades people from doing that now. But if there's no buys, if they expand to 16 and there's no buys,
right.
I mean, I guess it's a home game or maybe that'll be on campus at that point. I'm not really sure. But, like, yeah, I mean, it's really going to depend on the scenario. It like you said this, and you said this whenever we talk about this stuff. You always want to say no way.
Mm-hmm.
No one would do that. Of course not. But we're very much not in the no way era
exactly. Of
college football. Everything that you've ever said no way to, it's all happening right now, pretty much. Like, you don't have to go that far back to be like, nah, that'll never happen.
Yeah, it will happen.
I mean, Cal's in the ACC. You know what I mean?
Instantly.
Texas is in the SEC. Washington's in the Big Ten. Washington is Penn State's whiteout game this year, and it's a conference game.
Yes.
I mean.
Crazy.
People might opt out of championship.
Yeah, you still trying to go up there?
I don't think so. Okay. Probably not. Someday. I mean, we'll make that happen at some point. The never say never era of college football is fully upon us.
I agree. Okay.
So yeah.
Well, it was cool though. I mean, because I was like, damn, Dabo. Because Dabo still sounds like get off my lawn, coach. It's like Dabo. Just, you know, because I mean. Four or five years ago, people said Dabo was the voice of college football.
And he kind of was.
And all of a sudden.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those ones where you're like, man, if you would have told me, we always do this. And then it's like, well, that's surprising. You know why? Because sports are surprising all the time. But 5 years ago, if you would have said, yeah, Nick's going to retire, that wouldn't have been that surprising because he's older. Nick Saban's going to retire at some point. He did. Like, damn, well, Dabo's just going to be the king of the hill. No, actually, people kind of don't really think about Dabo like that anymore. No. Kirby is, which also wouldn't have been that surprising, even though it had been a very long time since Georgia had won one, but it was kind of coming. You know, it kind of felt like it was coming. Yeah. Nick's retired. He works for ESPN now, and Dabo, I don't know, just kind of yells at clouds. Like, they're okay. They're not a bad team, of course. They're not a bad team. Clemson's still a good football team, and you have respect for him, and certainly respect for the resume that he has as a coach. But, yeah, like, nobody looks at them and says, yep, national championship contender. Now, definitely doing this year. It's crazy. It's fast that. But because he has that resume, he can sit there and say whatever he wants as long as he wants to. He doesn't have to care about the transfer portal. Can not be interested in this, that, whatever. That program's built on the name, image, and likeness of one man, Randy.
Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus.
And he can also say that, and it's not a big deal. All right, you want to look at some football cards?
I'm not looking at them. You are.
Oh, I'm going to open them up, or I'm going to pull them out, and I'm going to tell you who the guys are. Ah, they're kind of in there tight. Here we go. That's a good one to start with. Champ Bailey.
Oh, well, I mean.
Look at that.
Me and Champ were.
So here's what we're doing, by the way. When it was COVID and there were no sports, I just bought a bunch of football cards, and then we would open them up because they're cards from when Randy was in the NFL, and we were trying to find Randy. And then when we'd find him, Randy would sign it, and then we'd just give it to a listener. We never did that because we didn't see any listeners for 2 years.
Yes.
But if we find Randy in here, we'll sign it, and if you come see us at Twin Peaks next time we're there. But then Randy just tells fun stories about the other guys that are in the
league. That's one of my favorite teammates. Everybody knows that. Champ, the Hall of Famer, one of the best players I've ever seen. The funny thing about Champ was Champ could do anything. And basketball, football, baseball, anything. And it's just how he's one of the best athletes I've ever seen. But just playing against him all those times, because we would always, it seemed like I always played the Broncos. I was always playing the Broncos, always had a chance to play against him. And watching him do work, and he's watching film throughout the week, and just looking at him, just like, okay, well, we're going to motion you across this way right here, and hopefully he stays on that side. And they're playing. We hope they're playing zone.
Yeah.
So he doesn't travel with the receiver. Or then you know what? We got to get Chris some catches. Let's go put our third guy over there. Let Champ guard, but then Champ will go over there with Chris. I mean, he was just unbelievable.
Who's the best corner of all time, and how close is Champ Bailey to being that guy?
Deion is the best corner.
He is? Okay.
Yes. I say Deion. I'll go Rod Woodson.
Okay. We were just talking about Rod Woodson the other day.
Rod Woodson. I'll go probably Mel Blount.
Okay.
Darrell Revis.
Okay.
And Champ's.
Top five?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not mad at that.
Michael Haynes is good, too. Michael Haynes is a bad
man. Here's another good one. The second card, Peyton Manning.
I mean, come on.
Good player.
The sheriff.
Oh, by the way, Champ Bailey was on the show a couple weeks ago also. Yes. Awesome stuff. Yes. We got to get him on more.
Yes.
Because, like, I remember you and I had him on a couple years ago, and it was about a charity thing, too, and it was really good. And then we had him on a couple weeks ago, and you were out when Fricky was in. And we just talked, like, he's as dialed in on Georgia football as you can be.
I'll call him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll call him.
We'll get Champ on again.
I'll call him. But no, Peyton,
you get Peyton Manning on?
Yeah, no, Peyton Manning was, you know, you would stand up and watch Peyton. Because Peyton was a freaking bad man at the line of scrimmage. Like, everything he did, all the Omaha, all that, he would, it's literally nothing. It was all fake, you know, but he was just so meticulous. And the reason he was so great because he was great, but it was so easy to defend them kind of because you knew where everybody was going to be. They were going to be in double tight ends or they were going to have the tight end in the slot. All right, the only person that moved were the tight ends or to the left slot or to the right slot. Reggie Wayne was on one side, Marvin was on one side, and EJ was behind him every time. And it was crazy how you would try to trick him and he would just decipher so fast. And the thing with him, he didn't give a damn how the ball came out. Peyton Manning threw ducks.
Yep.
No, I mean, it was just, but he wanted to get there.
Yeah, if it got there on time, who cares?
It was nothing more fun than watching him going against, like, Ray and Ed. But when he used to go against Zach Thomas, and you just sitting there and watching, because Zach's the smartest football player I've ever seen. Watching those two and watching him check out of stuff, and then watching Zach beat, because Zach was all like Zach was everywhere before the ball was there. Like if EJ's running stretch left, Zach is right there because he would know where it was coming. So watching him and Zach had that chess match was always.
Speaking of pre-snap stuff, I know this is different, but it's an interesting thing coming to college football this year. How much is communication into the helmets going to change things?
Well, you won't have as many TAs on the sidelines.
You would
TAs
think
holding
not,
up cards
right?
and everything.
You're not going to have a million different symbols and all this weird poster board. Poster board sales are going to crash in college towns.
Crash and burn.
Dang it.
Yeah, but I think that's probably it right there.
Yeah. Just get the play in. All right, now we'll go run it.
Yeah.
We have to do all this nonsense. Yeah. Sign stealing will be less prominent.
Yeah, guys with 14 different hats. Oh, well, this week, guys, it's the guy with the pink hat. He's the one that has the play and all that.
You don't have to have those guys.
You have
now you just have lip readers. There's somebody with some binoculars trying to read the lips of the guy playing
golf. I like it. It should have been happening.
Me too. I don't know what we took so long. It's 2024. You should have done it a long time ago. All right. This is just going to be good players, I guess. Like, we haven't got any random guys so far. Clinton Portis.
Oh, the best. Well, outside of Frank Gore, in my opinion. And Frank Gore.
Wasn't he traded for Champ
Bailey? Yes. Yeah. I was about to say, they were player-to-player swap.
Yeah.
Because Clinton was like 1,500 yards his first 2 years.
He was.
And then, you know, Champ was about to get that bag for as far as the cornerback. He's going to be the highest paid corner ever, probably. Traded him, everything like that. Clinton, he goes in, runs behind Big Mike and Big Samuels. And, like, just the fact that I'm telling you, he was an epitome of a one-cut runner, had more speed than you thought he did. But, yeah, Clinton, the best power runners, and I'm talking about the play power, Emmett, LaDainian, Frankie G, and Clinton Portis.
All right. First 6 years in the NFL, 63 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Pretty good.
Remember that Monday night game score, 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 touchdowns as a rookie.
Yep.
Followed it up with 14 touchdowns. 1,500 yards both years.
Yep.
What a monster.
But that's the thing, because he was in that Mike Shanahan system.
Yeah, you perfect remember? System.
Because we came in the same year. Second-round pick came in.
Yeah.
And everybody, because then, right, who was it? It was Mike Anderson. It was Alandis Gary.
Yeah.
So everybody was like, oh, whatever, man. Anybody can run in that. And Clinton did it.
Well, but when you – I agree. That system makes guys that are pretty good look really good.
Right.
But when you have a guy that's really good,
yes.
then
exactly.
it's special.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah, then he went to Washington and kept doing the same thing.
Yeah, he did. The next card is Patrick Willis. We're just having. Did he just go in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Or
it should be.
It was about to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Just one of the most technically sound.
Well, this
players.
Is early Patrick Willis. Is this a rookie card? Oh, no.
Second year. One of the technically sound
some money
linebackers. Always in linebacker position, never out of position. Always had his feet just perfect. He had, even though he talks about his feet are the reason he retired, I'm just talking about just how he got in and out. And it's always fun. One of my favorite games was playing when him and Tequila were teammates, and they both broke their hand the previous week. And they both had clubs on their right damn hand.
In San Fran?
Hmm?
I didn't know Tequila Spikes played for the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And they both had clubs, those cast clubs on their right hands. They broke their hand in the same game.
They just looked like clones of each other?
And they did.
That's
same
hilarious.
Hand. Same hand.
This man had 175 tackles as a rookie.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
My Patrick Willis memory is always, I went to a game at Candlestick when the Seahawks were playing the 49ers,
uh-huh.
and Matt Hasselbeck tried to quarterback sneak one over the goal line.
Play.
We were in the far end zone. This is at the end zone on the other end of the stadium. You could hear his ribs break.
Yeah.
Like Patrick Willis broke his ribs, and you could hear it 100 yards away on the other side
of
the stadium.
This an amazing
I thought he
player.
Was dead.
Just an amazing player.
Like, get him off. You got to get him out. He didn't play another down the rest
Patrick,
of the season.
And Patrick could do everything.
Yeah.
Yes. Patrick Willis. Patrick could do anything.
All right. We got another good one here. Randy Moss.
Come on, man. Come on. And that's New England Randy Moss?
This is New England Randy Moss.
Yeah, come on, man.
Is this card? We got some good cards.
That's
here.
All I say. Come on, man.
1,493 receiving yards.
There's nothing to be said.
That year?
And nothing to be said.
Power rank the Randys in NFL history.
Randy Moss. Damn. Give me some other ones.
You.
I mean, come on now. I'm not even in that category.
Why not?
I'm sure there's some other ones.
Your name's Randy.
I'm sure there's some other ones. Like Randy Cross used to be here. He's Super Bowl champion.
Okay.
I was better.
Gregory. Randy Gregory.
No.
What?
I put myself in before Randy damn Gregory.
I'm saying. I don't know. Why are you so quick to dismiss?
There's another Randy I'm trying to think of.
Randy Newman. That's a musician.
Yeah.
NFL Randys.
I put myself in there.
You're one of the on the Mount Rushmore of NFL Randys. You're on it.
I mean, I'm nowhere near Randy Moss.
So what? It's just Randys that played in the NFL.
There's another Randy.
No one's saying you're better than Randy Moss.
There's something else, man.
Well, okay, but you got to find three more. We found it. Randy's on the Mount Rushmore of NFL Randys.
Let's see here.
Congratulations. You're on the Mount Rushmore.
I'll take that. Randy White's on there. Randy White's definitely on there.
Okay.
Randy White's one of the best defensive tackles ever.
Randy Bullock's a kicker. You're on there in front of him.
Randy Cross, Randy Bullock, Randy Robbins.
I think you are.
I think I'm on there.
We did it.
Oh, no, none of these folks.
We did it.
Who the hell are these guys?
All right, we'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. I don't know. That was fun. And we only got great players. Like, yes. Maybe we'll get some random players.
You were in the break pulling out cars. Like, oh, this guy. Oh, yeah, we know him.
Oh,
know
Tom him? Brady. Oh. Oh, Reggie Wayne. Oh, oh, Fred Taylor.
Oh, Kyle Bowler.
Yeah. Oh, finally.
Yeah.
All right, say something to Igor.
I like Kyle. Right. Yeah, Kyle was teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were teammates. We were teammates.
Anyway, we might break that out again in the next week or so. It's just always fun to do. But it's time for the AMA. Any question, any topic, a couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Christian the Sorcerer in Marietta.
What?
All right.
Afternoon, fellas.
Oh, it's Christian.
Oh, it's Christian. Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell is Christian the damn sorcerer?
This is Kyle Pitt's dad. What's up, Christian?
What up? You almost had me call
it. It wasn't
Kyle
that long ago. All right. Now, I just needed some education from everybody in the studio because I'm just at a loss.
Okay.
All right, let's just say, hypothetically, one day the FCC was dissolved, you know, by rogue politicians. Like how good or bad would that be? What would happen? What would happen to you guys' job? That's all I was wondering.
Oh, okay. So, like, if the FCC no longer regulated content, basically, if you could be full Randy every day?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think the show would only be a little bit better.
Yeah.
It would be better, though.
It would be better. especially because I would have said it just like I said when you told me what somebody said about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The way I said it.
So aggressive.
It was so aggressive.
And so profane.
And it would have came out just like that, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. For you to know, there was a Well Actually guy.
We got Well Actually in the first hour.
We got a Well. No, yeah. I didn't get Well Actually.
Well, he wasn't really trying. He was trying to be funny.
He knew who to act with the Well Actually. All right? With that Well Actually. Well, actually, Andy. And he did.
Because I received it as, oh, yeah, that's kind of funny. Yeah. And Randy received it as, let's fight.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they do away with the FCC. You never know.
What do we need it for?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
It's not just for cussing. I'm sure there's other reasons for it.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know what the other reasons are.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Maybe deregulate. You know what I mean?
Get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So if ultra marathoners and Ironman triathletes and like champion bodybuilders are in the 99th percentile of fitness, for able-bodied Americans,
okay,
where do you think y'all would land in percentile of your fitness?
Oh man!
Wow. Okay. So like ultra marathon, whatever. Yeah. Like those,
are bodybuilder? Do you say bodybuilder?
Yeah.
Are they in good shape?
Very specific type.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing about ultra marathoners. Like that's a really specific thing. Like you probably can't win an arm wrestling match.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the bodybuilder dudes, like can they run 100 yards?
Probably not.
You know what I mean? So.
And can an ultra marathon person lift a weight?
Yeah,
But just for the sake of his argument, those are the elites.
Oh,
where in terms of percentile fitness wise?
Oh, like right now, technically, physically, Randy?
Yeah,
I could do a little something.
Yeah,
but the thing about me is I got grit. I got grit.
But like, also, you got to remember, you're comparing yourself against all of the humans.
Yes, but this is what I'm saying. Because take for instance, like I got Abe. I could beat Abe in running just because of my grit.
Sure.
And I'm not going to let that dude beat me. I would damn near fall out.
You would die.
Before I let AB, but I wouldn't have to do that.
Right, you don't need to
you
do that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I am,
but if you had to.
I am athletic still, but I'm not as athletic as I need to be. But I,
right.
I
like
I
when te- you when you were, what was the peak, probably 25?
Yeah, I'd tear ass, I'd tear Abe ass up in Peach Tree. Yes, I would.
Will you please do it next year?
I don't want to do it. That's the thing. I don't want to do it. Okay. I have no motivation to do it.
Just to beat Abe.
I don't have to beat Abe.
I can't beat him.
Abe knows I would beat him. Abe knows I would beat him.
Oh, I wish he was here because I guarantee you he would say that you can't.
I guarantee you. Guarantee.
But okay, so you got to think about this, though. Like, okay, a lot of
beat Dylan in basketball.
A lot of the people are kids. Yeah. Okay, so a lot of people are babies. Yeah. A lot of, like, 50% of Americans are fat, so we got those guys. Some people, like, can't use their legs and stuff, so we got them. I would say I'm at least in the top, like, 20th percentile of fitness.
I'll say 30 for me.
You're fitter than me. I mean, I go get a workout in most days.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
but, like, you started from a better place than I did.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you
and we're not that different in age.
We're not that different in age, but I would, like, if I want, I think my drive and my determination with the fact that I still have a little athleticism, I would beat the hell out of Abe in running. I would smoke Dylan in basketball. Who else brags about something they can do athletically?
Abe thinks he's good at soccer.
Okay, I would wear his ass out in soccer. All right? I mean, if I'm like committed to it and want to do it, yeah, man, come on, dog. Some things are just God-given. Something's just God given.
I like this. You don't do this very often.
Yeah, because I think about it. Because I get tired of both of them talking.
I like it. Hooping.
Let me tell you something, youngin. All right, like I still have a lot of God given ability.
Yeah, tell him.
I amaze myself.
He's listening. Tell him.
I amaze my old ass himself sometimes when I be doing stuff athletic. I'm like, damn, still got it, boy.
That's what you say to yourself?
Yeah, still got it, boy. Yeah, dog.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right, James is in McDonough. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. Enjoyed the show. How are y'all today?
Good, man. Thank you.
Listen, a quick story, and then that'll lead into my question.
All right.
My son, who's 17, last year he worked during the summer, and since he's been out of school, he's worked this year. And a few weeks ago was Father's Day, and he surprised me with tickets to the Braves game.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's cool.
So my question is this. And I know, Andy, I know your kids are small, so they're not – or young and not working and all that kind of stuff. But what is the most unexpected present that someone gifted you?
Oh, man. Like as far as your children?
Well, your children or relatives or something that was just totally unexpected.
Cool. Great question. And also, cool. What great work by your
that's
boy.
Awesome.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Work like that and get his dad some baseball tickets. That's really cool.
Oh, man. Unexpected. Like I get stuff. I won't say unexpected. I get stuff like, thank y'all. Y'all put some thought behind it or something like that. But unexpected. Oh.
I think the thing that surprises me the most is when listeners get us stuff.
All
and
the
people
time.
Get us some really
yes,
thoughtful
all
stuff
the time.
Sometimes.
All
like,
the time.
I had a listener get me one of those, it's like for if your kid's choking.
Yeah.
It's like you put it over there and it'll pull the choke, whatever they're choking on, out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thoughtful thing.
Yes, it is.
He was like, yeah, my son was choking and we didn't have one. He's okay, but I would have liked to have. And now you've got two little ones, so here you go.
Yeah.
Like, that's some thoughtful blank.
Like,
right there.
My wife
I love it so much.
My wife took me on a trip once, and, like, it was thoughtful, and it was unexpected, and I didn't pay for anything, I don't think, you know.
That's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
I'm working on one. I'm not going to say it because she might be listening, but I'm working on one that is going to be – I'm earning a lot of points on this one. Unexpected, thoughtful, creative.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be really good.
Hell
because
yeah.
Last year was our fifth anniversary. We didn't get to do anything really because Jack was born right before and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to try to go big for the sixth anniversary.
Hell yeah, Bunk.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she cries.
Something like that?
That's how good it's going to be.
Hell
I'll tell you what it is in the break. I'm
Hell
very,
yeah,
I'm very
Bunk.
Proud of myself. All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mo.
Hey, I know Carl Dukes is listening right now because y'all about to do a handoff. Man, that man had me in here like T.O. yesterday talking about, that's my coach. He was talking about Kirby. So my question to y'all is, do y'all feel like Kirby owed the national media, an explanation in regards to the Georgia race? And like I asked Carl Dukes, Does he really think that all the Texas players got Lamborghinis and they not racing? It's just not being talked about as much. Well, my other question to y'all, I told y'all about my bank account. So I had a random question for both of y'all. Okay. So, Andy, if you and Randy's bank accounts got mixed up somehow and you got all of Randy's money, would you give him any of it back or would you just hold on to everything?
Well, damn, Mo.
I mean, that's a – so then Randy would have my bank account? What a tough day that would be.
Come on, man. Don't do like that.
Yeah, I would give it all back.
Thank you. That's good karma. That's good karma right there.
I mean, again, that's, you know, I didn't catch any of those touchdowns.
Yeah. And to your first question, I'll be honest with you, Mo. I heard Carl talking about it in Turtle. And this ain't no disrespect to me. I don't really give a damn. I don't. I get tired of these soft ass media dudes expecting what they're supposed to get from somebody. So go on. I don't care. And I thought I don't.
Yeah, like I care that Kirby's handling it.
Yeah, but just for, but, because he didn't say something to the national media, I don't care.
I don't
damn.
Need to.
I don't really care.
I know. I don't. What they say to us matters little to me. But they do got to stop getting guys in trouble for racing.
That's the most important
thing.
They
do have to deal with
that.
They do have to deal with that.
Who cares?
You want to switch bank accounts though?
Hell no.
Nah, I didn't think so. Thought I'd give it a shot.
Right. I worked hard for that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But I still will. I still go get him now. You know what, man? Nah, I ain't going to do that.
Okay. All right.
Well, sometimes it comes back now. It's always in their bunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't want me to, like that lawnmower.
Yeah,
you know,
I want you to ramp it up.
Crank that thing up.
I want to see Randy out there on Peachtree. There's, with some Hokas
there's
on.
There's no way in hell I would ever do
running
that.
Running 10K.
No.
You could do it.
I know I could, but I don't want to do that. Dog, it's not a waste of time. That ain't me.
Yeah, well, it kind of is a waste of time.
That ain't me.
It's really fun, though.
No.
It's really fun.
What the hell is fun about running on pavement and heels in 104-degree weather? We got to get takeaways.
Yeah, we have to take takeaways today. No. Right at about mile 4, I'm wondering the same thing every year. On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9. Mile 4 every year, I'm like, I pay money for this.
Yes.
I pay do this.
I don't pay for suffering.
Yeah, that's right.
Andy left cool back there.
I did.
I don't know where there is, but left back there.
Turtles eat catfish.
Yeah.
Turtles like soul food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kirby Yates is the anti-Jesse. And just when you think Smyrna can't get any cooler, they expanded Costco.
Yeah, dog. We moving on up over there, man.
Yeah, look out.
Don't worry about it. Don't think your property tax ain't going up.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
They beating the hell out of Serbia.
All right. We'll see what Dukes and Bell got for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. I don't know. That was fun. And we only got great players. Like, maybe we'll get some random players.
You were in the break pulling out cars. Like, oh, this guy. Oh, yeah, we know him.
Oh,
know
Tom
him?
Brady. Oh, Reggie Wayne. Oh, Fred Taylor.
Oh, Kyle Bowler.
Yeah. Oh, finally.
Yeah.
All right, say something to
Iggy. I like Kyle. Kyle was teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were teammates.
Anyway, we might break that out again in the next week or so. It's just always fun to do. But it's time for the AMA. Any question, any topic, a couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Christian the Sorcerer in Marietta.
What?
All right.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Oh, it's Christian.
Oh, okay. I was like, who the hell is Christian the damn Sorcerer?
This is Kyle Pitt's dad. What's up, Christian?
What up? You almost had me to call
it. It wasn't
Kyle.
That long ago. All right. Now, I just needed some education from everybody in the studio because I'm just at a loss.
Okay.
All right, let's just say, hypothetically, one day the FCC was dissolved, you know, by rogue politicians. Like how good or bad would that be? What would happen? What would happen to you guys' job? That's all I was wondering.
Oh, okay. So, like, if the FCC no longer regulated content, basically if you could be full Randy every day?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think the show would only be a little bit better.
Yeah.
It would be better, though.
It would be better. especially because I would have said it just like I said when you told me what somebody said about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The way I said it.
So aggressive.
It was so aggressive.
And so profane.
And it would have came out just like that, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. For people who don't know, there was a Will Actually guy.
We got Will Actually. We got a Will Actually.
We got a Will. No, yeah. I didn't get Will.
Well, he wasn't really trying. He was trying to be funny.
He knew who to act with the Will Actually. All right, with that Will Actually. Well, actually, Andy,
because I received it as, oh yeah, that's kind of funny, and Randy received it as, let's fight.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they do away with the FCC. You never know.
What do we need it for?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
It's not just for cussing. I'm sure there's other reasons for it.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know what the other reasons are.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Maybe deregulate. You know what I mean?
Get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So, if ultra marathoners and Ironman triathletes and like champion bodybuilders are in the 99th percentile of fitness for able-bodied Americans,
okay,
where do you think y'all would land in percentile of your fitness?
Oh man!
Wow. Okay. So, like ultra marathon, whatever. Yeah. Like those
bodybuilders. Did you say bodybuilders?
Yeah.
Are they in good shape?
Very specific type.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing about ultra marathoners. Like, that's a really specific thing. Like, you probably can't win an arm wrestling match.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the bodybuilder dudes, like, can they run 100 yards?
Probably not.
You know what I mean? So,
and can an ultra marathon person lift a weight?
Yeah.
But just for the sake of his argument, those are the elites.
Oh.
Where, in terms of percentile fitness-wise.
Oh, like right now, technically, physically, Randy?
Yeah.
I could do a little something.
Yeah.
But the thing about me is I got grit. I got grit.
But like, also, you got to remember, you're comparing yourself against all of the humans.
Yes, but this is what I'm saying. Because, take for instance, like I got Abe. I could beat Abe in running just because of my grit.
Sure.
And I'm not going to let that dude beat me. I would damn near fall out.
You would die.
Before I let Abe beat me. But I wouldn't have to do that.
Right, you don't need to
you
do
know
that.
What I'm saying? Because I am I am athletic still, but I'm not as athletic as I need to be. But
when you were probably 25?
Yeah, I'd tear Abe ass up in Peachtree. Yes, I would.
Will you please do it next year?
I don't want to do it. That's the thing. I don't want to do it. Okay. I have no motivation to do it.
Just to beat Abe.
I don't have to beat Abe.
I can't beat him.
Abe knows I would beat him. Abe knows I would.
Oh, I wish he was here because I guarantee you he would say that you can't.
I guarantee you. Guarantee.
So you got to think about this, though. Like, okay, a lot of.
I beat Dylan in basketball.
A lot of the people are kids. Yeah. Okay, so a lot of people are babies.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, 50% of Americans are fat. So we got those guys. Some people like can't use their legs and stuff, so we got them. I would say I'm at least in the top like 20th percentile of fitness.
I'll say 30 for me.
You're fitter than me. I mean, I go get a workout in most days.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
you started from a better place than I did.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you
and we're not that different in age.
We're not that different in age, but I would like it. If I want, I think my drive and my determination, with the fact that I still have a little athleticism, I would beat the hell out of Abe in running. I would smoke Dylan in basketball. Who else brags about something they can do athletically?
Abe thinks he's good at soccer.
Okay, I would wear his ass out in soccer. All right. I mean, if I'm like committed to it and want to do it, yeah, man, come on, dog. Some things are just God given. Some things are just God given.
I like this. You don't do this very often.
Yeah, because you don't do that very often. Because I get tired of both of them talking.
I like it. Hooping.
Let me tell you something, youngin. All right, like I still have a lot of God given ability.
Yeah, tell him.
I amaze myself.
He's listening. Tell him.
I amaze my old ass himself sometimes when I be doing stuff athletic. I'm like, damn, still got it, boy.
That's what you say to yourself?
Yeah, still got it, boy. Yeah, dog.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right, James is in McDonough. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. Enjoyed the show. How are y'all today?
Good, man. Thank you.
Listen, a quick story, and then that'll lead into my question.
All right.
My son, who's 17, last year he worked during the summer, and since he's been out of school, he's worked this year. And a few weeks ago was Father's Day, and he surprised me with tickets to the Braves game.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's cool.
So my question is this. And I know, Andy, I know your kids are small, so they're not – or young and not working and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
what is the most unexpected present that someone gifted you?
Oh, man. Like as far as your children?
Well, your children or relatives or
something
that was just totally unexpected.
Cool. Great question. And also, cool. Great work by your
That's
boy.
Awesome.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Work like that and get his dad some baseball tickets. That's really cool.
Oh, man. Unexpected. Like I get stuff. I don't want to say unexpected. I get stuff like, thank y'all. Y'all put some thought behind it or mm-hmm. something like that. But unexpected. Oh.
I think the thing that surprises me the most is when listeners get us stuff.
All
and
the
people
time.
Get us some really
yes,
thoughtful
all
stuff
the time.
Sometimes.
All
like,
the time.
I had a listener get me one of those. It's like for if your kid's choking.
Yeah.
It's like you put it over there and it'll pull the choke, whatever they're choking on out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thoughtful thing.
Yes, it is.
He was like, yeah, my son was choking and we didn't have one. He's okay, but I would have liked to have. And now you've got two little ones, so here you go.
Yeah.
Like, that's some thoughtful blank.
Like,
right there.
My wife
I love it so much.
My wife took me on a trip once, and like it was thoughtful,
yeah.
and it was unexpected, and I didn't pay for anything, I don't think. You know,
that's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
I'm working on one. I'm not going to say it because she might be listening, but I'm working on one that is going to be – I'm earning a lot of points on this one. Unexpected, thoughtful, creative.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be really good.
Hell
because
yeah.
last year was our fifth anniversary. We didn't get to do anything really because Jack was born right before and, and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to try to go big for the sixth anniversary.
Hell yeah, Bunk.
Yeah, it's going to be
– Hell yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she cries.
Something like that?
That's how good it's going to be.
Hell
I'll tell
yeah.
you what it is in the break.
I'm very
proud of myself. All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mo.
Hey, I know Carl Dukes is listening right now because y'all about to do a handoff. Man, that man had me in here like T.O. yesterday talking about, that's my coach. He was talking about Kirby. So my question to y'all is, do y'all feel like Kirby owed the national media, an explanation in regards to the Georgia race? And then, like I asked Carl Dukes, does he really think that all the Texas players got Lamborghinis and they not racing?
Mm.
It's just not being talked about as much.
Well,
my other question to y'all, I told y'all about my bank account. So I had a random question for both of y'all.
Okay.
So, Andy, if you and Randy's bank accounts got mixed up somehow and you got all of Randy's money, would you give him any of it back or would you just hold on to everything?
Well, damn, Mo.
I mean, that's a – so then Randy would have my bank account? What a tough day that would be.
Come on, man. Don't do like that.
Yeah, I would give it all back.
Thank you. That's good karma. That's
yeah.
good karma right there.
I mean, again, that's, you know, I didn't catch any of those touchdowns.
Yeah. And to your first question, I'll be honest with you, Mo. I heard Carl talking about it in Turtle. And this ain't no disrespect to anybody. I don't really give a damn. I don't. I get tired of these soft-ass media dudes expecting what they're supposed to get from somebody. So, go on. I don't care. And I thought, I don't.
Yeah, like, I care that Kirby's handling it.
Yeah, but just because he didn't say something to the national media, I don't care.
I don't need to.
I don't really care.
I know. I don't. What they say to us matters little to me. But they do got to stop getting guys in trouble for racing.
That's the most important
thing.
They
do have to deal with that. They do have to deal with that.
Who cares?
You want to switch bank accounts, though?
Hell no.
Nah, I didn't think so. Thought I'd give it a shot.
I worked hard for that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But I still will. I still go get him, though. You know what, man? Nah, I ain't going to do that.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
All right.
Sometimes it comes back now. It's always in there, Bunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't want me to, like that lawnmower.
Yeah,
you know,
I want you to ramp it up.
Crank that thing up.
I want to see Randy out there on Peachtree.
There's
some Hokas
there's
on.
There's no way in hell I would ever do
running
that.
Running 10K.
No.
You could do it.
I know I could, but I don't want to do that. Dog, that it's not a waste of time. That ain't me.
Yeah, well, it kind of is a waste of time.
That ain't me.
It's really fun, though.
No.
It's really fun.
What the hell is fun about running on pavement and heels in 104-degree weather? We got to get takeaways.
Yeah, we have to takeaways today. No. Right at about mile 4, I'm wondering the same thing every year. Mile 4 every year, I'm like, I pay money for this.
Yes.
I pay
I don't
to
pay,
do this.
I don't pay for suffering.
Yeah, that's right.
Andy left cool back there.
I did.
I don't know
not
where,
cool
where there is, but left back there.
Turtles eat catfish.
Yeah.
Turtles like soul food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kirby Yates is the anti-Jesse. And just when you think Smyrna can't get any cooler, they expanded Costco.
Yeah, dog. They moving on up over there, man.
Yeah, look out.
Don't worry about it. Don't think your property tax ain't going up.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
They beating the hell out
sure
of Serbia.
All right. We'll see what Dukes and Bell got for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.